This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Delaney, broadcasting from Des Moines, Iowa. Hey, everybody, just in the belly of the beast in the Midwest. Wonderful people. I said that a lot in the first hour. Let's dive right into it. What are people talking about? Maybe not the Olympics as far as watching, but celebrating Nathan Chen. He won a gold medal with an incredible performance in Beijing on Wednesday. It was one for the ages, because only seven American men, have won a gold medal in this event, in the solo, you know, skating. And he was somebody who has just had an amazing year, and he was nearly perfect, you know, five times during his Rocket Man performance. So he used Elton John's Rocket Man and made it for an interesting skate, no question about it. So congrats on that. Good for us. So now we've got four gold medals, we, the United States, and 10 overall. Whew. Because, boy, it wasn't looking good in the beginning, was it? Oh. And then Chloe Kim nailed all five jumps on her first run through the Secret Garden Olympic half pipe. So she defended her Olympic title. So that's one of your other golds there, too. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to see that. So we celebrate our Olympic athletes, whether or not we're rushing to watch all of this live because of the time difference, because that's been part of the conversation. And I say this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine and what we're all talking about. And one of the things that we're constantly talking about is COVID, 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 and talking about COVID rules and masking and kids in schools, and whether it's your grandchildren, your children, whoever. One thing that we know is that now a lot of these mask mandates are ending, and even when you see places like Hawaii that aren't requiring tourists have to be boosted, because they were very strict. They saw in the early years, because we're in year three, terrible numbers with COVID, and you could not go to Hawaii. And then when you finally could, you definitely had to have proof of everything. And I said this as well earlier in this show, but all you have to do is look at the Democratic governor in New Jersey, Phil Murphy, who almost lost his reelection bid. He realized when he looked at the landscape, people are tired of this. They're frustrated. They're sick of it. They're fatigued. And I can't keep doing this. We've got to do something here in New Jersey. They're too frustrated. We have to lift these rules. And people are desperate for some form of their regular lives. So he announced that he was lifting New Jersey's school mask mandate. It was, you know, he's one of a handful of Democratic governors to do that, because voters are weary of the restrictions. And who are the voters? I guess you and me. I hope you're voting, even if you're frustrated with our election processes, or you're frustrated with the choices you have. Again, as a quick sidebar, not to go down a rabbit hole, vote. That's how you make a difference. Every person can make a difference. So he realized, hey, it doesn't matter how much money I spend on an election, I have the chance of not winning. I am vulnerable. I got to listen to what the people in New Jersey are telling me, that they're tired of this. They're looking at the data, and they're seeing that the worst of Omicron, that surge, has passed, but that we have to transition into something else because of what it's doing to us mentally, what it's doing to kids, etc. So good news there. When you have all these Democratic governors that are saying, yeah, they're realizing their own political lives are at stake and they're not listening to their constituents, that's where we're seeing that now finally some changes are being made. Okay, looking at something else that we talked about on this show, gosh, we talked to somebody from Canada actually about this, the truck blockade at the U.S.-Canadian border. That blockade is big. I mean, speaking of COVID-19, they are sick of the restrictions, these truckers and others in Canada, and they're really sticking it to even the auto industry. Ford, Toyota, General Motors, they've had to shut down plants. They've had to curtail their production because of what's going on in Canada. And the reason is you have these bumper-to-bumper demonstrations, and you have the fourth day on Thursday at the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Windsor, Ontario, I've been there, to Detroit. So it's disrupted the flow of auto parts and products that those companies I mentioned need. It's that easy back and forth across the border. That's not easy now. So what's the possibility of a similar truck convoy protest in the United States? You know, that's exactly what I thought. And if it happens in the U.S., what about other places? In Paris, they just banned road blockades because they don't want disruptions. They did the same thing in Belgium. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security put out a bulletin to local and state law enforcement types saying that they've gotten reports that truckers are planning to potentially block roads in major metropolitan cities to protest vaccine mandates and other issues. So look out. Maybe Phil Murphy dodged his own problem in New Jersey by lifting some of these mandates. But there still are other mandates that are in play, and we'll see. And now, one of the possibilities is there could be a convoy in Southern California, maybe this weekend. And guess what that would do if you're in Southern California? Think about it for a second. It would disrupt the Super Bowl. And then they're talking about it would reach Washington in March in time for the State of the Union. And there are so many other possibilities of what this could do. Now, back to what I was originally talking about, that Ambassador Bridge is the busiest U.S.-Canadian border crossing. I mentioned I've done it. It carries 25% of all trade between our two countries. And we're feeling the effects in the United States. Ford said that they had to shut down on Wednesday because they didn't have parts. That, you know, the factory and the company's assembly plant in Ontario near Toronto are operating at a reduced capacity. So it's affecting Americans what's happening in Canada. So often you hear something, you think, that's good, they're protesting, and then you don't realize how it can affect all of us. And then if you're a consumer, how does that trickle down if that continues? Bleak news when it comes to inflation. I also have been mentioning this, but it's worth mentioning again. 7.5% is a shocking number. That's what consumer prices have jumped. That's the highest pace in 40 years. And this is over the last 12 months that we've, you know, seen this. Maybe you didn't notice it in the beginning, even if some people were talking about it. But now it's very obvious. You can feel it. You can see it when you go to the store, food especially, because it increased 7% over the last year. Also, energy. It soared by 27%. 27%. And think about what that's eating into. Pay raises, people with limited budgets, all of that. You know, the Federal Reserve indicated last month that they're going to raise interest rates faster than originally planned to respond to the climbing prices and help what's happening within inflation. This is shocking. I mean, many people's budgets are being stretched at a really crucial time, and this is challenging. This is incredibly challenging, and the forecast isn't great that we're going to keep seeing this through the rest of 2022, even though the president says all hands are on deck and we're going to win this fight. Well, they better start fighting, because we just see this buildup with food, electricity, and homes, shelter. This just keep getting the same way, and and this all is part of that consumer index. Wow. Hang with us. Man cave. There's no mail in this. Man cave coming up next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
Big weekend in sports. Here we are in the man cave. We're going to invite some pretty interesting people to the man cave in the upcoming weeks. I'll let you know way ahead in advance. But I got to mention this again. Nathan Chen, gold medal, huge at the free skate. That's what it's called, the 2022 Winter Olympics. Just a brilliant job skating to Rocket Man. He is he's wonderfully talented, and only seven American men have ever won that event. You have to have some serious chops, seriously, to do the things that he did on the ice. I just can't even imagine. I can barely skate myself. But you see what he does, and it's just awe-inspiring. Chloe Kim, the half-pipe. Amazing, her performance. She blew out her first run. The other two didn't matter because she beat the competition. She wins another gold medal. And then, of course, the U.S. with the mixed team aerials gold. That was another big win. So we've got 10 medals, four of them gold. And this is interesting because it's an insane jump up from what we've seen happen. And they overwhelmingly defeated China, because China was the favorites, and they got the mixed team aerial gold in the Olympic debut at these 2022 games. And it's been a big process. I mean, I think even getting there, when you think about the quintuple twisting triples and things that you have to do, which I go back to skating. When I see the athleticism of what these athletes do, I'm just completely blown away. Same thing. Did I ski growing up? A little bit. Would I ever have considered anything of any kind of flip-flops and leaps? Of course not. So you have to know they're incredibly, incredibly talented. And the gold is the USA's first medal in aerials since Jarrett Peterson got silver at the 2010 Vancouver game. So this is very, very, very big. And congratulations to them. That should not be overlooked. Also, it is a big weekend in sports, like I said, because we have what? The Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is almost a national holiday in the U.S. Let's face it, it is. It's almost a holiday because whether you like football or not, and maybe there's some of you who just don't even pay attention, but most people at least know what's going on in the game with the commercials, or they're at a party, or they're doing something different, or even if you're watching it alone, there's something about the Super Bowl. It's an iconic deal in the United States, and it should draw huge ratings, unlike what's happening with the Olympics. It's a slice of Americana. It really still is, and we've seen great football the last couple of weeks in the playoffs, and people now after the break, because last week was the Pro Bowl, people I think are jonesing to watch this Super Bowl. The line has come down. The Rams are still favored, but they're favored now by 3.5. They open up a point higher. The over-under, the total point of this, the total points of this game by Wise Guys, they set the line at 48.5. And is it going to be an aerial show or a defensive show? I think defense is going to play a very, very big part of this. And it's in the Rams' home stadium at SoFi. So you can make the case, for either one of these teams as to who could win. And that's why I think it's really tough to pick it. I did pick Cincinnati. But this is Matt Stafford's big moment, and Matt Stafford is going to come up big, and Cooper Kupp is going to come up big, one of his favorite receivers. It's not going to be any kind of a blowout Super Bowl. I would be shocked, right? Like, I was surprised when we had Tampa blowing out the Chiefs last year. I was, because I didn't expect what the Chiefs collapsed the way they did. I thought it was going to be a much closer Super Bowl. In this case, I would definitely be completely shocked if that happened this time around. I just don't think it will be. It's funny because when we think of Super Bowls, and I've been asked this, I've been on in Cincinnati on WLW, and a big iconic station there with Gary Jeff Walker. He's had me on for 4 weeks in a row. And this past week, he asked me to rank the Super Bowls that I covered because I covered 15 of them. And I look at exciting plays. I look at how close it is. I look at the historical, you know, significance of it and what the impact on the culture. So when I look at games, really close games come into play. And when I look at some of the all-time great games, I even look at the Patriots with Tom Brady had some amazing games. The comeback against Atlanta, that was incredible. It was incredible because it was looking like a blowout. You know, you're getting extra chips. You're just watching, wow, what happened to Tom Brady? And then he comes back and, you know, reels off 20-plus points, and they win it, which was stunning. And that Atlanta defense was completely just tanked. They were exhausted. I mean, just completely exhausted. So I look at the Super Bowl from 2012. When the Giants beat the Patriots 21-17, and how there was, you know, Brady was close enough to try to do a last second Hail Mary into the Giants end zone, but it was deflected, so Rob Gronkowski was there. It could have gone right into his arms, and it looked like that's where it was headed, but it didn't happen, and that was thrilling. 21-17, close, almost a win for the Patriots. And then I look at the Steelers and the Cowboys, and I've talked about that before, I think, on the show in the Man Cave, and to me, that was super, super big, because they were ahead. The Cowboys, you look at the Steelers and the Cowboys, they were ahead 27-17, and they had 4-9 on the Cowboys' 41-yard line. They had a buck something left in this, and the Steelers then coach Chuck Knoll called a running play that gained a couple of yards, right? Knoll's decision was because of the struggles they were having with the kicker and punter during that game, and he had the strong faith in his defense, and of course it worked out because you had Mike Wagner, who deflected Hail Mary pass, and this was in 1976, by the way, who deflected Roger Staubach's Hail Mary that was thrown in the Steelers' end zone on the game's final play. I was too young to appreciate or understand this, but in the history of going back and watching it, it's incredible. And people talk about it all the time. You could be 22 and you've heard of the Hail Mary. Well, what's that? And you go back and you look at it and you see what it is and you're like, wow, especially how they used to play then. So gritty. Remember how different it was? And that was 76. I would put that on definitely a top five, top six Super Bowls. It's hard to go back in history because we think of current history, but I would list it. So are we going to see that kind of a game? Are we going to see a last-minute Hail Mary? Are we going to see some incredible stop? What's it going to look like? I think we're going to see an incredible game. I think we're going to see some turnover, some key moment that happens that ends up being a game changer for either side. So the Super Bowl week, there's a lot of fanfare about Hall of Famers and who are the Hall of Famers and what's happening and what's the state of the NFL, and Roger Goodell does that address, and in that address he takes questions from the media and he talks about a whole bunch of different topics, and it's the one chance I think that you really get to see an opened up version of, okay, tell us what's going on here. And there's a lot of controversies that are happening. So there were a lot of topics during the press conference, and what were some of the things that were said and what were the things that were, talked about. One of the major things that was talked about was this lawsuit that's been brought by Brian Flores saying that he, the hiring practices, that there's racism in the NFL and it's not equitable for black coaches. So Goodell sent a memo to all 32 clubs saying there hasn't been enough to advance minority hirings. He was asked about that during his press conference on Wednesday, and he said it had to do with legal claims with Flores and others, what they've endured in their careers, and that was his initial reaction. He's talked about the memo that he sent and that enough was not happening, and he said it was important to listen to him, Flores, and others, and understand what the coaches are going through and what feedback, so we can reevaluate everything that they're doing. And, are mistakes being made subconsciously, or what's happening there? Then the other thing, so that was a big part of what the conversation was. The other thing that was addressed is that, and there was so many, it's too short, the man cave, to address all this. But the other thing that was interesting was talking about the, looking at the Commanders and the investigation. And he, because it's so funny to say that, Commanders, it sounds weird. He reiterated, Goodell, that the NFL is going to look in their own independent investigation of Daniel Snyder following the allegations of all that sexual harassment from Tiffany Johnston rather than the team itself. He said that he doesn't see a way that the team can do an investigation, so the NFL will take it on and they will investigate. All right, the man cave is history. I'm history. Go Bengals. We'll see what happens in the Super Bowl. Enjoy your Super Bowl weekend.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's narrowing his list of Supreme Court nominees. he said on NBC, he's not trying to pick someone who's polarizing.
I think whomever I pick will get a vote from Republicans after the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice.
He says he's narrowed it to four people. His final choice will be an African-American woman, which will be announced later this month. In Canada's capital, protesters show no sign of ending their fight against the COVID mandates. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly says officers are trying to end it.
There have been over 1,700 tickets issued. There have been a total of 25 arrests to date, including criminal charges for mischief and menacing behavior.
Production at GM, Ford, and Toyota has been scaled back due to the blockades. This is USA Radio News. The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. The Senate has passed a bill barring forced arbitration in workplace sexual harassment cases. The measure passed on a bipartisan voice vote. The House had overwhelmingly passed the bill, so it will go to President Biden to be signed into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Very thrilled to welcome to the show Brenda Miller. She has written a book that is an absolute game changer. If you're a parent, you need this book, seriously. The Kid Code, 30-Second Parenting Strategies. So, Brenda, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate, and especially thank you for helping people change their lives through the information you give them.
Oh, thank you for saying that. And this is important information. What made you decide you needed to do this book?
Well, I had several experiences that showed me that showed me what our true nature was, what stress was, and how to dissolve it in 30 seconds. So I taught conscious conflict resolution in 6 countries as a career. And from that, I wrote this book and 3 others that teach people what I love to call instant evolution out of stress. Because we think that stress is normal. It's not. It's not normal. It's just familiar. And I love also to make an outrageous statement that stress is optional. And then I love to teach people how to prove that to themselves. So what happened, Kate, was I lost my belly laugh and my playfulness, and I wanted it back, so I started observing kids because they still had theirs. Well, much to my really big surprise, kids taught me what they want us to teach them. They want us to help them stay in their nature, because I noticed when if you sit down with a kid in a sandbox, they don't care what color your skin is. They don't care about your body size. They don't care about your status in the community. They just care if you're natural with them. And so I realized that that's their nature, genuine, creative, inclusive, innocent, joyful. That's all just their nature. And it so surprised me to realize, well, that's our nature too. It's just that it's been obscured. And So how I proved that to myself over and over again was that when I was in those natural states like joyful or creative or playful, belly laughing, I felt natural. That's how I realized, wow, this is natural. So what would take us out of our natural states? And I had this experience, as I mentioned, they're crucial to explaining what happened and how I formulated this work. I spent some of my formative years hiding in a cupboard from people who could do no differently than they did. That was a blessing because it sent me out into the world so stressed. I had to find out if there were ways out of it. And then someone I love attempted suicide twice, once in front of me. While he was getting stitched up in the hospital, the horror, the guilt, the stress, in that moment, everything that was not important fell away. And I just spoke to him from a place of, well, I would call it my nature, joyful harmlessness. I had no advice. But after that, Kate, I was absolutely desperate to see if what could I willfully, consciously, or with a little elbow grease, could I change any upset? If a child spilled milk on the floor, if somebody cut me off on the freeway, all the way to this horrible experience that we had. And so I spent 20 years trying to figure that out. And, you know, I'd like to say before I share some of these strategies that not knowing how to dissolve stress, like, you know, Kate, how fast stress can come up and take us over. Well, that's fracturing one of our most important relationships, the one we have with our kids. And we absolutely want to send them out into the world well-loved with strategies that dissolve this stress and really enhance their natural wisdom and their creativity. And you know what? They want to be excited about getting up in the morning, and so do we. So I devised 100 strategies towards that end. That, as I say again, show us that stress is optional and that you can instantly evolve out of it. So the very first strategy I love to share is called blessing mistakes. So one day I was driving my dad's too big truck in his too small corral, and I put a dent in it. And when I apologized and showed him, he opened his arms wide open to me and said, it doesn't matter a particle. So on that day, I learned how to give myself and others grace, not grief, when a mistake is made. This is so simple, Kate. When you say if your child drops their cereal on the floor, and you instantly remember that the child matters more than the mistake, the stress is gone. So you just simply say to them and feel the truth of the statement, you matter more than the mistake. And you know, if you make a mistake as a parent, you say to yourself and feel the truth of the statement, I matter more than this mistake, like if you hollered at a child, because you do matter more than the mistake, and then you make it right. That's part two of blessing mistakes, because, you know, really it feels so much better than justifying or ignoring a mistake. That takes 30 seconds. We even if we're not parents, we can use it with our colleagues. You can't say it to somebody who doesn't know the strategy, but you can say it inside of yourself to give yourself relief from stress that you feel from someone else's mistake, because that's the whole idea. It just takes us back to our what I call the joyfully harmless nature, everything that's natural to us.
And what a strategy, the 30 seconds. I mean, that's what's so key, right? To reset your mindset.
Exactly. That's key, because we know how long that stress can stay in us and how it can alter how we think. Because if we're not coherent, there's absolutely no way that we're going to make good decisions, which brings me to my next strategy I would really love to share. It's called taming tantrums for all ages. So the goal of this one is to dissolve anger before it detonates. So for your listeners, get in your mind's eye someone who you saw who was angry. And notice that they think they're right. And notice that they think they're coming from an intellectually superior place when it's actually intellectually inferior to be angry. And now notice that's us when we're angry. So, Kate, what I did was started observing. This anger has such power, it seems, and is so destructive. So I made a dunce cap, and I run and stick it on my head every time I get angry. Here's why. Because I began to notice as I observed my own anger that the very moment I became angry, I thought like a dunce, I spoke like a dunce, and I began to act like a dunce. And I was really tired of that. So, and you'll notice this for yourself. I encourage people to make a dunce cap. About 3 months ago, I was an ad for 1 minute, and I happened to glance into my office, and there was my dunce cap sitting on the desk. And immediately the anger dissolved. Why? Because it's not natural to us. It's something we learned to, and it never delivers what it promises. We just don't need it anymore. That takes 30 seconds, Kate. And the other strategies for, you know, if you don't want to make a dunce cap, there's a Canadian teacher who teaches us to put a note in our pocket that says, I don't need my angry story anymore. Bring a note every time you feel the anger rise. And that's also enough to start to dissolve it. It can take 30 seconds. If you're, you know, this one I love, because if you have a kid in a grocery store and you can't put a lid on lava, so if they're having a meltdown, you don't want to. So if you're a mom, do Kegels. Or you can silently sing a few bars of your favorite song. You know, if you know baseball stats, you recite those. Anything to keep you away from engaging with their craziness, because that won't help. And then, of course, I have strategies for what to do after. And also blowout prevention, which is very important. But I wanted the last strategy I wanted to be able to share with you is so important nowadays, because it's called bully-proof yourself and your kids. So we need so desperately to educate ourselves about the bully basics, bully tactics, bully buttons, and then bully-proof strategies. So what I recommend to parents or anyone in your office, I also offer whole staff trainings so that you can recognize these things and then implement them and put them in your policy manual, these strategies I've just talked about, because they work not just in your home but also in your work. So for bullying, you want to role play a little bit so that you get prepared and you have a bully on your radar. It's really important to remember that a bully is not a bad person. They're a person with really bad behaviors. So the one thing that's different in my work with bullying than any other anti-bullying organization is that I work to help you take the target off your back, because bullies bully a specific type of person. And I really love that the Youth Voice Research Project, they did this research, and they asked about 12,000 kids about bullying. And what they discovered was the things that we offer kids, you know, like the universal sign for stop. You put your hand out to a bully and say stop. Well, 41% of the time, telling the bully to stop made it worse. But when you add in simple questions that are in your, that will reveal what's in your unconscious mind that's attracting a bully, you dissolve the need for a bully to be around you. So I like to say to people, as soon as you've done the stop with a bully, as soon as they're gone, you need to do the Superman or Superwoman stance. Why? You know that some surgeons do that before they go into surgery. Because, yeah, because it's like saying, I am not powerless. I am powerful. So there's two sides to this bullying. There's the actions we take, but also what's going on internally that we need to change. And so one thing is, never, ever believe a bully. That's the first thing. That's just common sense, because they say things like, you should never have been born. Well, is a bully in charge of who should be born? So the very first thing, don't believe them. Then once you start using the strategies, for example, we do the stop strategy. Then once the bully's out of our sight, we do the Superman or Superwoman pose, or even the hi-ya, like Jackie Chan does. And then we ask ourselves a question. What would I be giving a bully that I shouldn't be giving them? When I sat quietly and asked that simple question, because I had a man threaten me with a gun, a bully who'd bullied for years. And when I asked that simple question, Kate, I realized the answer was power. I was giving away power I shouldn't. And what that looked like for me was, I was always acting submissive and letting him make all the decisions, hoping that by doing that, he wouldn't hurt me. As soon as I saw that I'm giving that power and it's not working anyway, that's how you start to reclaim your own.
Wow, you summed this all up so beautifully. This is a must-have book, The Kid Code, 30-Second Parenting Strategies. Brenda Miller, thank you so much for coming on.
You're so welcome, Kate. Thank you so much for helping me, for helping the people that this will.
Hey, Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, I'm taking you to the UK for a conversation with Janice Black, and he's written an interesting sci-fi thriller romance novel for sure. It's called Enter the Huntress. But before we dive into his book, I'm telling you, I am on a quest to get a black belt, and I'm in the very beginning stages of martial arts, and he could probably kick my butt from here to America and back, and he's just amazing. I'm taking 3 martial arts classes a week. Can anybody out there relate to that? He doesn't even need resolutions because he's already doing the thing. Janice, thanks for coming on.
Okay. I'll just add on the second Dan black belt.
Oh, of course, you had to stick that in there. I love that. But it is a thing about, there is some discipline to that, isn't there?
Oh, a lot of discipline. But what I like about it is the philosophy is strong hand, kind heart. And it's more about avoiding conflict than getting involved in it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't understand that, though. They think it's about, hey, now I can protect myself and I can just crack some heads. It's not at all.
Not at all. It gives you the confidence to be able to walk away from a conflict. Many people retaliate out of fear, fear of loss of face, etc.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy to walk away and say, well, you have your day, mate. If this makes you happy, good. And I can walk away from that, knowing full well that if I need to, I can handle it.
Yeah, so smart. All right, so tell us about Enter the Huntress. What made you decide to write this story, and have you always been interested in sci-fi and cyborgs and all of that?
Yeah, I have. And I started this about 10 years ago, and I was particularly interested in cyborg technology and the way it's developing and the ethical questions that are raised by that science. I then came to a halt because I came to a dead end, and I created a machine that's virtually indestructible. And I thought, well, how can I get around that? And then suddenly, I put it away for about 10 years, and then suddenly a flash of inspiration came to one day, and I thought, hang on a minute, loneliness is the problem this thing's going to face. And so I introduced a colleague, and the colleague is the weakness, because the colleague's brother is a gambling addict. And so the enemies are able to get to them through that. So that was the... That was
a big part of it, yeah. So in Enter the Huntress, tell us more about the story and Captain Jane Hunter, because she is your main character, and she's amazing.
Yeah. Captain Jane Hunter was a member of the SRR, the Special Reconnaissance Regiment, which was an offshoot of the Royal Signals Corps. It is actually in action, and it is one of the few places where women can... going to the front line of special forces. They do special reconnaissance, specialized reconnaissance with the special forces. And she's in Afghanistan, and she gets blown up by an IED, which basically destroys her body, but her brain is still functioning perfectly well. And she's offered the chance of an experimental operation in which her brain will be transferred into a reconnaissance machine. And with that, of course, comes loads of problems and ethical questions as well, which I examine in the story. The solution is to provide her with a companion, a colleague, who is a lieutenant, and that's an interesting thing because she's the senior officer, she's a captain, he's a lieutenant. So the machine is still the senior officer. And they work together. And they get drawn into adventures in Colombia, in the Colombian jungle, the drug cartels. And there is also a very mysterious meteorite, which turns out not to be a meteorite. it turns out to have certain qualities that will be very valuable to both the military and civil engineering.
One of the things that you talked to me off the air about when we had our conversation off the air is you talked about this reconnaissance machine. Wow, that is fascinating.
Yeah, I have used actual science in this. It's not all fantasy at all. And the sciences that I employ in my story are real. This machine is capable of changing shape. It is capable of invisibility. It can reflect any kind of missile bullets or shell off it with a texture that ripples. When the missile attack approaches, the surface ripples and bounces it off. That is actually possible. And also there are now materials that will bend and change shape. So I've employed these things in the story. And she can also, of course, when she changes shape, the mass doesn't change, and so she has to adjust her shape to the mass.
Wow. It's so interesting what you employ in this, and you do take us on a wild ride, and at the end there is a big payoff, and I know that you're planning on a sequel, which is wonderful. Janice, what do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
Well, principally, of course, a feeling of adventure and excitement, enjoyment. I want them to enjoy the novel. But also I want them to see the problems with creating a cyborg. The emotional, the ethical questions that it raises, as well as other problems as well. And I look at those problems in my novel, and I want them to take an interest in how cyborg engineering is developing.
Oh, yeah, and there's so many directions that you can take that. Well, it's completely fascinating. I love Captain Jane Hunter. I'd love to hang out with her. I'd love to hang out with you, but of course I'm a lightweight. I have no belts right now. I'm a greenie. So we'll see where that goes. But it was just a delight to talk to you. And you can get this book, Janice's book, of course, on Amazon, Enter the Huntress. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah. What I'd like to say is the ask about the martial arts is actually one martial art. It's a combination of three, but it's actually a study of the samurai warrior. And the samurai warrior, of course, had to learn various arts in order to employ in battle. So I do samurai sword fighting, I do karate, and I do aikido, all three together. So I fight against the sword, an attack from a sword or a knife.
Wow. All that, and you're a writer, too. Well, we can't wait for the sequel, and thanks so much for coming on.
Okay. And if you look up on the internet, you can see my dojo. If you look up Budokan, Limington Budokan, budokanworld.com.
All right, I'm going there right now. Come on, go with me, everybody else. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks to Janice for that. Boy, you know, I really do like sci-fi. I didn't like sci-fi at first, but when I met my hubs, he was into sci-fi. I started to read more sci-fi books, realized how clever it was. We've had great authors on with so many interesting stories that they weave in the sci-fi world. So I am a big fan now, absolutely. And anyone who can have that imagination to stretch it that way, yeah, absolutely. I go back to even the basics of like a Star Trek on to much more what I would call advanced than that. So with a couple of minutes left in this show, I want to talk about something about the Canadian truckers. This is a crazy story that could affect all of us here in the United States. So in Canada, it's a massive blockade. The Canadian truckers have clogged key routes between Canada and the U.S. over their opposition, of course, to the COVID-19 mandates. They say they're not going anywhere. They're staying. And this started 2 weeks ago in Ottawa, Canada's capital, and it was ignited by truckers who oppose the rule that requires them to be fully vaccinated when they cross the Canadian-U.S. border or face a two-week quarantine. They're calling their actions the Freedom Convoy, and it's drawn interest in the United States. It's impacted the United States, too. It's being felt in the U.S., by the way, and Canada, because auto parts aren't getting delivered, for example, like in Windsor, Ontario. Ford, Essex, and Amex engine plants had to stop their production because of supply problems. The challenge is they're not getting the parts that they need, so it's affecting us. But now there's also a lot of rumors that we could see the truckers in the United States do the same thing to protest those vaccine mandates. And even in Southern California, we have the Super Bowl coming up, and there could be a blockade that happens over the weekend that would impede people from getting to SoFi Stadium. I don't know if that happens, if that really ends up going through, but there are truckers that are talking about doing that because they're seeing how effective it's been in Canada, and there hasn't been a break in this whatsoever. It's hurting customers, auto workers, suppliers, communities, and companies, by the way, but this is what the truckers are saying. We will not take this anymore. So beware, this could be coming pretty soon to the United States. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. If you're watching the Super Bowl, enjoy it. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.